escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Imagine if you ended each date you went on with an exit interview where you both got to say to the person what things you liked and didn't like about the date, and you were brutally honest. What that would do for you. Perhaps make you a better dater.
Oh, I think it would be great. Everyone ghosts everybody now. I think it's important for people to know what they did wrong.
So Jake met someone. How did you meet this person? Was this Facebook Marketplace or something? How did you
Facebook Marketplace dating.
Is that where you really met this person?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. I thought you made that up.
I was trying to be funny.
Well, it's Facebook dating.
Okay. Turns out Jake went out on a date, and I don't even know how the date went, but here we go, the exit interview. When did you ask her if she would do this with you? Like after dinner?
I walked her to her car after we hung out, and that's when I asked her if she was okay with it.
Here we go.
Alisa.
Alisa from where?
San Bernardino.
Alisa, what made you go on a date with me?
Wow. Okay, so...
Great place to start.
It's the first question. This is someone you've never met before this date, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and they're not a listener to the show. They don't know you from the radio show. Complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
You're not an asshole.
Anything else?
Oh, no, you seemed like a pretty cool guy. You made it pretty easy to not have to sift through all the other ones. And
so it's kind of just you were the best of the bunch. And I think dating and so even just the
that's what everyone's trying to do. Everyone's just trying to find the best of the bunch.
Right. Right. And I think people just are so sick and tired of people just ghosting, not showing up, that I guess you had the vibes that you would actually be there.
Yeah. And we went far. And it was in the middle. She lives in San Bernardino. We met in the middle in Claremont. So we
did both, you go far physically?
No. I just walked to her car.
Oh.
So in your opinion, did it go well?
Yeah, I thought it went well. It was nice to hang out.
It went well. Would you have asked her for the exit interview either way?
Yes, I would have.
All right, she does go over, I think, some of Jake's flaws. But...
I mean, really, like, you compromised, good in communication, and you were respectful.
This is like a DoorDash driver review.
It really is.
Good communication, on-time delivery.
Yeah, did you bring her food, Jake? Just out of curiosity.
No, I did buy pretzels at the brewery we're at.
Oh, wow. Very nice of you.
I mean, okay, so timely in communication? You weren't a jerk? I mean, let's just put that at the top of the list.
Women are complex, but they're also simple in the way that...
Just don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick and be responsive.
And be a normal human being who's just honest. Right. And that's probably where Jake thrives, is just he is not a BSer. He is himself, and he will be honest from the beginning to the end.
And, I mean... You were nice. Like, you asked me out instead of just keeping the conversation going on and on forever. That's big points.
That was probably a little too immediate because she's probably like, hi, my name's so... Do you want to go
when
out?
When and where?
Where? I'll be there, but not all the way there.
Time? I don't know where we're talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, come on. You know that the whole thing. Like, people just want to talk forever. You got to the point. Kibby's cute.
So that helped as well, that his dog is cute.
That's a nervous laugh.
So our other theory is that Jake's dog, he got the dog just to meet women.
That's her theory?
That's one of the theories that we have around here, yeah.
I think he needs companionship. He is all in on that dog.
No, I know he is, but I'm saying, Jake, the dog doesn't hurt with the women, right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to know you more. So
awesome. And how do you think the first date went?
All right, based on what you've heard so far, Allie, what do you think she's going to say?
Honestly, it just kind of makes me sad that the bars...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Solo.
Right.
Just, it's like things went well because you showed up and you talked.
It didn't hit me. Right. So I'm going to say it's great.
I thought it was great. That was a good conversation. Got to know a lot about you. Hopefully you felt the same way. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah. Was there anything in particular you liked the most?
I liked getting to know you.
So there was nothing.
You?
Right, because she couldn't say anything specific, but she just said getting to know Jake she found to be not, and I've gotten to know Jake, and I don't really like that at all.
Oh, Klein, come on. It's interesting to talk to Jake.
Allie, when Jake really gets passionate about one of his...
Don't ask me follow-ups, just communicate.
Jake gets passionate about one of his things that he really wants to talk about.
I said one thing in a text to you guys, and both of you guys left the chat.
Oh, we did.
That was the worst.
What was that?
I don't remember. It was definitely... He started a chat. We both got out quick.
That, I think really, it was like Harlan's razor.
Yes. He was like, it's like Harlan's razor. And we were like, no.
Yeah, he's trying to bring up some weird quote. This is from Pan's Labyrinth. Blah, blah, blah.
Devil, you know.
It's a movie.
Whatever, dude. Allie, you lost us real quick.
I've been on a lot of dates where there's a lot of superficial, surface-level talk. You don't really get to know
how much they like Tool on the first date.
You didn't get to get an in-depth look at every single one of their eccentric hobbies.
Someone, or you don't really have real laughs or real, you know, real conversation with...
A genuine person?
A genuine person. It feels like a robot. It could be anybody. It could be AI. It could be... You're just going through motions. And this felt like I was... You know, sitting down with a real person who was talking to me, and I was talking to them.
That's so sad.
I mean, isn't that really the whole point?
I don't know. Jake,
it was great because we sat down and you talked and I talked and you're a real person.
But she sounds like she feels that there was a connection made, is what it sounds like. But maybe that's just because
I was trying to be engaging and, you know, bounce off what she was saying and ask her questions.
And she said you were better than AI. I think that's a compliment.
Jake did did you tell her that you used to bang that guy from AI?
I didn't say that because I didn't bang that guy from AI.
Oh. Well, this is interesting because Jake is doing an exit interview after a first date, and maybe this catches on and people start doing these more.
Yeah.
So that was real. Felt real.
This is where it gets a little weird. This is where it gets
okay, okay.
Was there anything that gave you pause or made you think, like, ew, I don't know about that?
And you really think you're going to get an honest answer here? Because that's the part.
I think that she's going to give an honest answer, but there's way more to the answer that she's not going to say.
Right.
I mean, not so much, but I think that... No, I mean, okay, so the was... Wait, isn't that what a whole first date's about? Like, you're kind of just observing. It's observation.
And was there anything that made...
She's walking into traffic now. She's got to get hit by that truck. If you're just joining us...
Wait, come back!
She's trying.
I think really it was just trying to figure out how you
how
were
I can
observing.
Get on the freeway in the middle.
I mean, you know, you're always looking for feedback in another person, and maybe I wasn't really noticing a lot of the feedback from you. So that was the
So she would tell you about her, and you wouldn't ask her any follow ups. Is that
I
what
can't remember?
Yeah, that's a red flag, right, dude. Yeah. And that's
so I wasn't giving you enough feedback.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the conversation kept going, so that sometimes is enough.
So that was just you talking the whole time?
I had to bring up my favorite bands and stuff, yeah.
Oh, my
to
God.
To keep engaging.
And then she talked about herself, and you moved it back to you, didn't you?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Did you just slap her?
How was that?
Say, get on your way,
lady. That was a weird little thing. Like, yeah.
Good girl. Thank you.
Get on going.
Oh, God. All right.
Well, just slap the horse and ride into the
that's,
night.
Have you spoken since?
I think I messaged her on Facebook. We haven't hung out again, no.
Oh.
Cool.
All right.
So all that was a lie.
That was a... That's good stuff right there. All right. That's an exit interview. I recommend you guys do that more often. Maybe you'll get some honest feedback about your love life. Quick break. When we get back, ADD News, then we get you into Cage the Elephant and potentially Oasis.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.